What's enough?
She calls to ask me where I am, as if I too were lost. The cordless phone goes missing once it leaves her hand, the phone call too erased in minutes. Her next call an hour later to demand what I have done with the blue ceramic bowl bought at the Dutchess County Fair 12 years ago, the one with Queen Anne's lace imprinted on the sides. A dozen bowls fill boxes in my basement. I lie and say, I'll look for it. And know next week the bowl will be replaced by a jug, a scarf, or no request at all. Just a sigh that sleep comes hard. She doesn't feel like eating. The staff can't cook. There's no taste left. Not me, I say, not this way. This extended expiration, this diminishing. Her own mother, square and solid, pearls tucked smartly in the wattles, jiggling as she chewed, until the night she simply died in bed. Now my mother plods the gaudy aisles of Kmart, propped by a cart, me one step behind, extra diaper in her purse, admiring the stuff, no longer with an eye to buy, just glad to know perhaps it's all still there. Sometimes letting go takes years of tepid sloughing off. Lapses and forgettings chisel deftly toward some core, some bright bead that rolls just out of reach. Of what use now, my keen-honed skill at dodging her, frenzy paled to pettishness, edges blunted, aim askance. She's shrunken to compliance. Fear of breakage tempers every step, and each time I believe this phone call is the one to set in motion my arrangements, I submit to her flimsy keeping on. Mottled houseplant, sending out a stubborn bud or two each spring, each breath not yet worth counting.